Find a comfortable seat and breathe. Match the inhale to the exhale. Lengthen the back of the neck, soften the front of the body. Try to direct the breath a little bit and see if you can make the inhale expand the back of the body as much as the front of the body. Maybe that's natural, but very often that's something we have to figure out how to do. Come on up to stand. Grab a belt. Stand at the front of the mat. Feet as close together as comfortable. Taking the belts, bring the hands as wide apart on the belt as you need to, at least to start. You want to bring the belt from the waist up and over the head and behind your back. So you're going to take the arms wide enough if you can so that the arms are perfectly straight. But the only problem with that is it does have to clear the head on its arrival. So you're trying to get the arms straight and then come back and forth. Go over to the back, come back to the front, and try take the thighs back, upper body forward a little bit, and try not to change that when you go back. And you want only the arms to move, nothing else. You want the upper chest to be stretching where the arm meets the rib cage. Once you find a place that seems doable, you're going to start walking your hands closer together. And the things that'll happen to tell you when you've gone too close is the elbows can't, you know, the elbows will have to bend. Chest will want to lift or the head will want to pour forward. Find a comfortable place with the arms as close together as possible. To me, so much of it is about keeping the legs back. Go to do a couple more rotations. Find how close you can comfortably bring the arms. That shoulder socket is meant to be really open. It's a great thing to do during the course of the day. And you can do it with a broomstick. Now make your way to the top. Plug the arms into their sockets. Take the thighs back and side stretch with this. So you're going to pull the hands apart as you stretch over. Come over to the left and really lift up that right side. Lift out of that right side, take the thighs back, pull the belly in a little, come back to the top, second side. So using the arms, pulling on the belt, thighs back, lift that left side of the rib cage up and away from the pelvis. Back up, let go of the belt. Put the belts off to the side, stand over the front of the mat. Parallel feet, spread the toes, trying to feel weight across the whole foot. Heel and ball of the foot equally. Take the thighs back. Let the ribs soften. Let the back of the neck lengthen. Inhale the arms up. Bow forward over the legs. Step the right foot back. Long lunge. Downward facing dog. Step the right foot forward in between the hands. Step the left foot to meet it. Inhale the arms up. Bow forward over the legs. Step the left foot back, long lunge. Downward facing dog. Step the left foot forward in between. Step the right to meet it. Inhale the arms up. Release the arms by your side. Bring the left arm up. Turn the left palm to face the back wall. Drop the left hand down the back. Bring the right arm out to the side. Spin that back and around, trying to interlace the fingers. The back of the right hand is against the back. If you're trying to move the left elbow as close to the midline as possible, even slipping that arm behind the head, and then breathe into the right wrist as you're separating the elbows as much as you can towards the floor and ceiling, and also pulling them to the midline. Release the arms, switch, right arm up, right arm turns to the back, right hand down the back, swing the left arm around, back of the hand to the middle back. If you can interlace, if you can't, don't worry about it. You're trying to breathe the ribs literally into the left wrist. You would like the inhale to feel the push of the rib into the hand. Release. Thighs back. Let the arms hang. Find a place where, in posture, the arms just hang out of their sockets. It's a really nice place to be. Inhale the arms up. Bow forward over the legs. Step the left foot back. Long lunge. Downward dog. Step the left foot forward in between the hands. Step the right foot to meet it. Inhale the arms up. Bow forward over the legs. Step the right foot back, long lunge. Downward facing dog. Step back a little bit more in down dog, just like another inch. Find your way to the inner hand, find your way to the inner foot, pinkies in line with the outer edge of the palm. Stretch back through the legs, but find your way into a calf stretch. Don't push into the back of the knee. Lift your hips way up and try to extend from the fingers to the hips, lengthening the spine to about two-thirds of the way up the wall at the back, right? Lifting back and up. Step the right foot forward in between the hands. Step the left to meet it. Inhale the arms up. Release the arms by your sides. Garuda arms. Bring the right arm underneath the left arm. See if you can bring the palms to touch. With the palms touching, bring the elbows up to the height of the shoulders. And then it's a little counterintuitive, but you're going to pull the shoulders towards each other on the back. Pull the ribs down away from the lifting elbows. Ribs pull down away from the lifting elbows. Your gaze would like to be right at the seam of the forearms. Unwrap the arms, rewrap the arms. Left arm underneath the right. Palms to touch. Elbows up. Shoulders in. Shoulders on the back. Release the arms. Inhale the arms up. Bow forward over the legs. Step the right foot back, long lunge. Downward facing dog. Step the right foot forward in between the hands. Place the back knee on the floor. Bring the arms up alongside the ears for a lunge. Get the back foot to be straight. It can be pointed or tucked. Let the front knee come forward to the ankle. Step back, down dog. So just trying to stretch that back quad a bit. Step the left foot forward in between the hands. Place the right knee down. Point or tuck that back foot, but make sure that ankle is really straight and bring the arms up alongside the ears. Yeah. If the ankle doesn't want to straighten, you lift the ankle joint higher off the floor and it'll always get to a straight-ish place. Let the front knee go forward, stretching the back quad. Step back, downward facing dog. Step the right foot forward in between the hands. Either keep the back foot where it is or step it in a couple of inches and straighten the right leg. Straighten the front leg, stretch the hamstring. Square the hips. Extend the spine forward. Find the inner foot on the front foot, inner foot on the back foot. If you press the mound of the big toes down into the floor, you should also feel the inner upper thighs sort of tone towards the back. Use that to lengthen the spine forward. Downward facing dog. So that inner foot really does, it's a literal correspondence with the inner upper thigh. Step the left foot forward in between the hands. Adjust the back foot, keep the back heel up, straighten both legs. So the left leg stretches straight, try to ground through the inner foot, using the whole foot, but really pressing down through the mound of the big toe to ground into the floor. Spread the pinky toe forward to feel that grounding as well. And then press the inner foot of both feet down and see if you feel that corresponding action in the inner upper thigh. It's that, to me, that's your big toe, that engagement, that grounding sets your psoas back and then lengthen the spine forward because that's setting the psoas back, releases the spinal muscles. Step back, downward dog. Step the right foot forward in between the hands. Step the left to meet it. Take opposite elbows. Staying in the forward bend, bring the arms higher than the ears if you can, but stay in the forward bend as best you can. Spread the toes. Kneecaps align over the ankles, so don't let the knees roll in or out. Press the inner foot down. Don't lock your knees and lengthen to a flat back. Pull the arms higher. Try to get extension to the flat back. That's looking great. Arms over the shoulders if you can. Inner foot. Get the inner foot to go down without rolling the knees in. Bow forward. Release the arms. Inhale the arms up. Release the arms by your sides. Nice. Garuda arms. Right arm underneath the left. Elbows up. Shoulders on the back. Don't lock the knees and even bend them if you need to. Come to a flat back. Try to get extension in the upper back. Knees over the ankles, inner foot presses down, elbows away from the pelvis, shoulder blades towards each other on the back, come on up to stand. Unwrap the arms, switch, left arm under the right, palms to touch, press the palms, elbows up, bow forward halfway, flat back. Awesome. Come on back up and release the arms by your sides. Inhale the arms up. Bow forward over the legs. Step the right foot back, long lunge. Down dog. Come onto your hands and knees. You're going to bring the right shoulder to the floor and thread the right arm behind the left wrist. Bring the palms to touch. Fingertips to touch, and you could straighten the arms with the fingertips touching, maybe stacking the shoulders a little bit more. Pull the left hip back. Pull the left hip towards the back of the room. Come on back up onto hands and knees. Left shoulder to the floor, left arm behind the right or in front of the right wrist. Hands together, fingertips to touch. Keeping the fingertips touching, straighten the top arm if you can. Hands and knees. Cat and cow. Arms straight, legs straight. Moving the spine. Come back to neutral. Come back to downward facing dog. Find a nice long dog. In my brain, when I'm teaching plank or the shift from down dog to plank, I'm thinking that you want to have three separate parts of your body, arms, legs, and trunk, and they are all super solid. All their joints are solid, and you roll around the arm and the leg joint to come forward to plank. Try to feel that, come forward to plank. There's no movement in the trunk. You're really solid. And go back down dog. Maybe that's how you do it all the time. Come forward to plank again and see if you do that or if it's any different. And some people tend to arch a little much in the lower back to come forward. Instead of coming forward in that solid-ish plank, they arch the back. Go back to down dog. But now what I want you to do is do the opposite, which is round your way into plank from the upper back. Middle back, round the upper back, forward to plank, and round the upper back to down dog. Round into plank, stretching through that middle back if you can, or if you feel that, and rounding back to down dog. One more time. Rounding forward, and rounding back. Step the right foot forward in between the hands. Step the left to meet it. Hang over the legs. Inhale the arms up. Bow forward over the legs. Step the right foot back, long lunge. Down dog. Step the right foot to the outside of the right hand. Press the arm against the leg and the leg against the arm. Lift the hips up a little bit, square over to the left. Step back, down dog. Step the left foot to the outside of the left hand. Press the knee against the arm, arm against the knee, lifting up the hips, squaring to the right. Down dog. Step the right foot forward in between the hands. Step the left to meet it. Inhale the arms up. Release the arms by your sides. Hands in prayer in front of the heart. Separate your feet mat width apart. Pinky toes along the outer edge of the mat. You're trying to feel if you can go up and down without changing your spine. Right? Can you go up and down without having any shift in your lower back or pelvis on the way down? Doesn't matter if you can. Just feel how that goes. Slowly lower down towards your squat. Spread the toes, press the inner foot down to come back up. Slowly lower down. Press back up. We're going to stay down the next time. Lower down. Press the arms against the, get the elbows inside of the knees if you can. Press the knees against the arms, arms against the knees. Spread the toes open. Try not to collapse the feet. Try to use both feet equally. They should be turned out equally. Press into the inner foot. Lift back up. Release the hands by your sides. Walk your feet together. Inhale the arms up. Bow forward over the legs. Step the right foot back. Long lunge. Downward dog. Step the right foot to the outside of the right hand. Step the left foot to the outside of the left. Come to your squat. Bring the right hand on the floor on the outside of the right foot, and you walk it back as far as you can. It's in front of the shin. Bring the left arm open out to the side. Stay grounded equally in the feet and open the chest. Press the arm out against the knee to actually lift the left arm higher. Right arm against the leg opens the chest. Look up at the left thumb. Back to center. Left arm out to the side. Right arm up and back. And press that arm against the leg as much as you want. The leg out against the arm. Stay grounded, both feet evenly. So your pelvis is directly between the heels. Not falling to one side or the other. Back to center. Place the hand. Step the right foot back. Long lunge. Down dog. Breathe. Step the left foot to the outside of the left hand. Step the right foot to the outside of the right. So one more like this. Bring the right arm out to the side. Left arm up. Then if you want, you're going to bring the left arm down behind your back and try to wrap your right arm around in search of your left fingers for a bind. Again, you're using the arm against the leg against the arm, and now the bound fingers to lift that left shoulder and open collarbones wide. Back to the center. Switch sides, left arm sideways, right arm up, right arm back and around, left arm behind the shin in search of the fingers. Use the bind to open that top shoulder, to pull the collarbones wide, lengthen the spine, come back to center. Right. Step the left foot back, down dog, child's pose. Come onto your knees. And bring your right arm straight up in the air alongside the ear. Turn the right palm to face the right cheek. See how straight you can get the arm here. How, you know, right alongside the ear, or how right in line with the right side. And we're going to do side angle, extended side angle with Theta Parsvakonasana. And you're trying to get the same exact thing to happen in your side angle. Turn the pinky towards your nose just a little bit. Feel that wrapping deepens the armpit. Switch sides. So the arm reaches high, which means the shoulder blade comes off the back a little bit, and then turn the fingers in a little bit, and you're kind of creating more of a deeper pocket in the armpit, and the arm is as straight as you can get. And so if the arm isn't straight here, it's not going to get much straighter there, right? So you're working with what you have here. Downward facing dog. You're trying to create a straight line. If we were standing, we'd have that straight line from the heel to the fingertip. You're trying to get that same thing going in the pose. Step the right foot forward in between the hands. Turn the back foot to the floor. Line your feet up how you like them. Keep the right hand where it is or on a block. And then reach the left arm up and over the ear. And imagine how you were up on your hands and knees, both sides of the neck equally long, and then reach forward through that top arm. Try not to go into a back bend with that arm. Keep it right in the plane. Press the knee against the arm. Turn that top arm down. Wrap that. That's it. From the upper arm. Use the finger, but wrap it from the upper arm. Downward facing dog. Second side, step the left foot forward in between the hands. Turn the back foot down. Use that arm against the knee and the knee against the arm. Use a block if you're using it. Right arm up and over the ear. Reach through that arm. You know, your shoulder blade, it moves off the back, but that doesn't mean that muscles of the back aren't working with it. Wrap that upper arm down and in. That's your back muscles that connects you to the spine, downward facing dog. So if you set your inner thighs back in that, you get your psoas to help your spine lengthen in one direction. You wrap that upper arm down and in and deep in the armpit. You get your latissimus dorsi to extend your spine in another direction, or actually the same. You get a lot of work through the spine. Same thing again with a wider stance. Step the right foot forward the same way you did, and then either the front foot or the back foot get further apart. Either walk the front foot forward a couple of inches or slip the back foot further back. I'll tell you, if you're too wide, I don't think anyone will be, turn the back foot down to the floor and bring that left arm up and over the ear and reach. Press the knee against the arm. Take the inner thighs back and apart a little bit. Pull the navel to the spine and now wrap the upper arm down and in. Pinky moves a little closer to the floor, but the upper arm does the action. Bend the knee another half inch. Downward dog. That's where you should be working your standing poses. No one was too far. Step the left foot forward in between the hands. Get wider apart. Turn the back foot down. Bring that top arm up and over the ear. Right arm up and forward. Press the left knee into the arm. If you've been practicing a long time and you have your arm, your feet a certain distance, change it. Even, I don't think anyone should get closer, but why not, you know? But almost everyone can get wider. Reach of the fingers. Downward facing dog. Plank pose. Pinky in line with the outer edge of the palm. Find the inner hand, find the inner foot. See if you can soften the upper back down just a tiny bit to broaden the upper chest, just a tiny bit, and hold. Downward facing dog. Step the right foot forward in between the hands. Turn the back foot down to the floor. Bring the left elbow across the right knee and bring your hands into prayer. Do your best to pull the right hip alongside the right knee. But now focus on the hands. Press the hands together, isometrically pull them apart, which means they're not going to separate. But press them together and pull them apart as much as you can. Move the shoulder blades closer towards each other on the back, especially at the bottom of the shoulder blade. Downward facing dog. Step the left foot forward in between the hands. Turn the back foot down. Set your feet. Right elbow across the left knee. Hands in prayer. This is so much more difficult as a twist here with the back foot grounded, but I think you get to do so much better work. So muscles contract three ways. They spread open, they contract, and they do what we're doing here is isometrically, which is you can build strength, but they don't move. Press the hands together, pull them apart without letting them separate, and use that to take the bottom tips of the shoulder blades on to the back. Lengthen the spine forward. Downward facing dog. Plank pose. Slowly lower down to the ground. Roll over onto your back. Take the arms out to the side, palms face up. Put a blanket between your thighs. Take the knees into the chest. Open the fingers to the floor. Keep the shoulders down and the fingers to the floor. Take the knees to the right. They can go up a little bit. They can just go sideways, but keep the left shoulder down. Don't let the left shoulder come off the floor. Get to a place where you have to work to keep that shoulder down. If your legs easily get to the floor, you might need to lift the knees higher or stretch the legs a little straighter, but you're trying to find a place where it is work to keep that left shoulder down. Back up to the left. Find the place where you have to work to stabilize the left shoulder to the floor. And that's all about the heaviness of the legs, but some of you guys are open enough to go all the way down. Let's say hover an inch off the floor and see if you can find the work there. Back up to the right, left shoulder down. Back up. To the left. Back up. Lower the feet. hands and arms in cactus. Elbows bent, fingers open. Try to get the wrists to the floor, but don't worry if they don't get there. Knees into the chest. Same thing, two times. To the right, left shoulder down. Back up. To the left, right shoulder down. Back up. To the right, left shoulder down. It's all about grounding that left shoulder blade. This is a rotator cuff strengthener or stabilizer. Back up, to the left. Back up, release the feet. Now you're going to pick which arm variation you felt made you work more, or made you work which work you prefer, and then so bring your arms, either keep them in cactus or open them wide out to the side, and then bring your legs up straight, and we're only doing one of these, so open the fingers wherever you're at and go over to the right, and it's a lot different now, and you should not get very far depending. Pull that, get to a place where you have to work like crazy to pull the left shoulder onto the back and hang out there for a breath or two or three. Back up to the left. It's just about grounding that right shoulder down. Pull that right shoulder to the floor. Come on back up and release. Take the blanket away. Roll over onto your belly, press back, downward facing dog. Step the right foot forward in between the hands. Step the left to meet it. Inhale the arms up. Release the arms by your side. Bend the right leg back behind you, so take the right foot with the right hand. Turn the pelvis and the shoulders to the front so they're pointing straight ahead. Bring the left arm up. Turn the left pinky in a little bit. And start pulling the right leg backwards, not sideways. And keep turning the right shoulder and right hip forward so that this can be a stretch of the upper right chest as you pull the right waist forward to pull away from the hand and foot. Pull the belly in. Don't lock the left knee. And release. Left foot, left leg comes up behind you, right arm up. Turn that left hip and left shoulder forward and you pull the left leg back as much as you can. You're looking for, turn the inner thigh of the left leg back, but you're looking for a stretch in the upper chest, stretch in the psoas sometimes, pull the belly in, a stretch in that left quad. And release. Bring the hands behind the back in prayer if they go there. You can take wrists or elbows, depending. Step the right foot back about 2.5 feet. Turn the right foot down at about 45 degrees. Square the hips to the front. Bow forward over the front leg. Keep trying to get the hips to square to the front, even if they don't want to. For some, you know, squaring the hips takes the spine across the front leg, and that just gets interesting to try to then keep the hips forward and the spine aligned. Find both feet, press the hands together. Come up to stand, keep the hands pressed together. Step, if you can, step the right foot forward, step the left foot back. Turn the foot down, square the hips, bow forward. Pelvis square, try to feel if you can, the difference in the two sides. And for me, it's worth it to keep square at the expense of maybe going deeper through the spine. Because square releases your sacrum a little bit. Square gives you more ability to lengthen the entire spine. Nice, come on back up. Press the hands together And then bring the hands in prayer in front of the heart together. No wrist shaking. Step the back foot forward. Breathe. Release the hands by your sides. Inhale the arms up. Bow forward over the legs. Step the right foot back, long lunge. Downward facing dog. Step the right foot forward in between the hands. Step the back foot in a couple of inches, turn it down to the floor. Use a block for the right hand. If you use a block, we're going to do triangle pose. Bring the left arm straight up in the air. And you're going to straighten the right leg through the inner foot, pressing the inner foot of both feet down strong. You can walk the right hand back a little bit. Find the inner foot of both feet to take the inner thighs back a little bit. Extend the spine forward. Downward dog. Trying to figure out over time, how do we get the trunk and spine to be parallel to the floor? And you can do that. It's the position of the pelvis really determines that. Step the left foot forward in between the hands. Adjust the back foot as you did and turn the back foot down. Keep the left hand alongside the left ankle. Bring the right arm up and over the ear. Use the inner foot to stretch the left leg straight. Both legs are straight. Top arm straight up in the air. Pressing the inner feet down to set the inner thighs back. So if you wanted to get your trunk, you guys look pretty darn good. If you wanted to get your trunk to get lower to the ground, if you release the right hip kind of towards the floor or towards the inside edge of your mat, you get to release the spine a lot. That looks great. Then you could stack the hips more if you want from there. Downward facing dog. Step the right foot forward in between the hands. Step the back foot in a couple of inches. Turn the back foot down. Straighten the right leg and come to a flat back. You can use blocks for your hands. Square your hips as much as you can. Stay in the flat back and just bring your right hand across the left wrist across the right ankle. Right? The left hand across the right ankle. Put the left hand either on the floor or on a block, but right up against the ankle. Take the right arm out to the side and take a look at your right wrist, and it should be at the height of the shoulder, not trailing back towards the waist. Now square your hips more. Pull the right hip back and turn the left hip forward, and as you pull the right hip back, start twisting the right shoulder open. So you're not elevating the right hip, you're pulling the right hip down and back, if anything. Lengthen the spine and open the top shoulder. Inner thighs back and apart to extend the spine forward. Downward facing dog. Paravrita Trikonasana. You really need, it's not that it's not happening if your pelvis isn't square, but you really need to be working that pelvis square towards the back to get the twist really going. Step the left foot forward in between the hands. Just go into it slowly. Set up the back foot, step the back foot in and down, how that goes. And straighten the left leg, and both legs straight, find a flat back. Square your hips, try to feel the difference in the two sides. Place the right hand alongside the left ankle, as close to the ankle as possible. Square the hips, take the left arm sideways, check the wrist so it's at the height of the shoulder, not trailing backwards at all. Inner thighs back and apart, square hips, start twisting open. Keep thinking that the left hip is moving back towards the back of the room. Spine forward, left shoulder up. Maybe even think drop the left hip to lift the left shoulder. Downward facing dog. Step the right foot forward in between the hands. Step the left to meet it. Inhale the arms up. Release the arms by your sides. Let's go to the wall. Everyone needs a belt and a block. So start standing, stretching the upper chest. So you're going to stand with the feet parallel to the wall, about a foot away from the wall. Bring your right hand, right arm behind you. The right palm is going to be flat to the wall with the wrist at the height of the shoulder. So your shoulder is the same distance away from the wall as your feet, as your ankle. So you're not leaning in at all. And then with the palm flat against the wall, turn the feet into the middle of the room about 45 degrees, pull the front ribs down and the belly in, and stretch open the upper chest. And you want to stretch the upper chest, and if it's in your arm, probably bend your elbow a little bit to get it into the upper chest. Try to feel that. Then come back to center. Turn the palm to face up, so the pinky is on the wall and the palm is up facing the ceiling. Turn the feet back into the middle and turn open again. And now it should be a much sharper stretch of where the arm connects into the rib cage. And again, not in the arm. If you need to bend the arm, you do so. Stretch that upper chest. And release. That's pectoralis minor. If you think you have rounded shoulders, you know, shoulders that are rounded forward, it is almost a guarantee it's that muscle that's doing the rounding. Feet are parallel, about a foot away from the wall, palm flat against the wall. If you are someone who goes from plank to chaturanga, and at a certain point, the head of the arm bone just flies forward towards the floor, that's that muscle again, that's pectoralis minor. Turn the feet into the middle, stretch pectoralis major, which is the palm flat against the wall, which is a much broader stretch. If you need to bend the elbow, bend the elbow. Let's say you're in plank and lowering to the floor, one muscle, your lower trapezius, is meant to pull you back, and your pec minor pulls forward. And when pec minor is tighter and stronger, it just yanks you forward, and the lower traps can't even help you. Turn back to the front, and then turn the palm to face up, left pinky against the wall, and turn the feet back to the middle, and turn open and get into that pec minor. No pins and needles. You're trying to get the palm to face directly up at the ceiling. That doesn't mean it's going to get there, but ultimately you would like it to. Upper chest stretch. So this is a writer's muscle. This is a desk muscle. And you could do this stretch 5 times a day in one form or another. You could do it with your both hands on a doorway to stretch open the chest. You could do this standing. Like, there are many ways to counter some of our habitual patterns. And release. We're going to stay standing for a minute. Cactus at the wall. Elbows up. Push the ribs to the wall if you can. Try to imagine the base of your rib cage. And sometimes you have to take the head off the wall to do it. If you take the head off the wall. So again, this is lats. It's only muscle connecting the arm to the spine, and it tends to be very tight. And release. And its tightness manifests in the relationship of the wrist to the wall, the relationship of the back. All right, so now we're going to switch that up a little bit, and we're going to grab a block, and we're going to stay with our back against the wall. Then we're going to go upside down. We're getting there. So you're going to take a belt, and you're going to belt the elbows. Just above the elbows, shoulder distance apart, or block width apart. And then you're coming back to the wall, and it's relative, right? Because you know if that cactus, you couldn't get your head to the wall and the base of the rib cage to the wall, you're going to try to get to the same place you were able to get. If you look at my arms, I'm creating a right angle between the upper and lower arms. So the block is between my hands, and the belt is just above the elbows, block width apart. Put the head against the wall as best you can. Put the base of the rib cage against the wall. Don't lose the right angle and see if you can touch the wall. Right? Don't lose the right angle, but push the base of the ribs down. And the more you draw, do a little sit-up, do a crunch, and figure out what kind of work you want to do there. For some, I think this is possibly benign, and for some, more intense. Drop the elbows to start. Drop the ribs down, pull the back open, then create that right angle and start moving the arms up and over. But it's all, I think it's about the right angle. Do you guys feel this? Yeah, I tried. Did you say yes?
Yes.
Yeah, this is usually pretty effective. I love when these things don't work.
Yeah.
Any different off the wall?
Yeah. No.
That's great. When you get the arms further back, yeah, the wall does restrict that. Shoulder blades pulling onto the back, the resistance of the shoulder blades being pulled off the back. It's forearm stand. And release. Very often, like if we're going up into forearm stand, right, I want you to be able to go up. There's no shift in the trunk. No shift in the trunk. A solid trunk is going up over the shoulders. But very often that we go up and there's too much connection. So this is about trying to create that separation between the arms and the rib cage. Some things work better than others. Come onto your hands and knees for L-shaped forearm stand. And if you like using a belt for L-shaped forearm stand, that would be fine, which is really super helpful. Come onto the hands and knees with the feet up against the baseboard and the elbows under the wrists. So, I've been taping my classes now for months and we're editing them to put them up online. And it is so pathetic. Because they were literally, I'm teaching a pose, and then I just kind of stopped teaching it. And they go, wait a second, what happened? It happens more than I would care to admit. Elbows under the shoulders, and my wife is taking them at home, and she's like, this is just ridiculous. Take the knees up off the floor, but editing is a beautiful thing. Step one foot up the wall to the height of the hips. Step the other to meet it. No, I don't do that, but I cut stuff out. But I'll be in my office and I'll hear Caitlin in the living room going, I'm in Tadasana for 3 minutes. Ribs in and up. Come on down, child's pose. Come on up, do it again. Second leg. No, I get to cut out words that I say 95 times in the course of a class. Like I say, and. And come down, and come up, and do this, and do that.
Like,
really, really, really. The other day she said, what is a tiny little arch in the lower back? I don't even know what that means. I explained it to her. She says, all right, kind of get that. Child's pose. Come on up, one more L shape. Child's pose. Come on up, take the block to the wall. Elbows down. Pinkies in line with the outer edge of the palm. Knees up. Step one foot in a little bit. Lift the other leg up. Try not to fly that hip up. Keep that, especially for SI joint, keep that hip turned down. Keep that hip turned down. Child's pose. Second leg, come on up. Feel the difference in the two legs. Don't let that hip flare open. There, go up. Think up to get there. Up, 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 up. Child's pose. Last one, if you want to try something more difficult, you're going to bend your knees and hop up like a donkey kick, which is difficult. Child's pose. Okay, so now we are going to back up and slow down. So start with, everyone needs two blankets. We're going to go slowly into some back bends, but passive ones. First thing we're doing is you're gonna tri-fold one blanket, which is I like, so it flattens instead of rolls. Tri-fold that if you want. The accordion fold keeps your blanket flat. Not that it matters in the least. Then you're gonna put the folded blanket right up against your sacrum. Your butt is on the floor and you're gonna lay backwards. And you can have your feet in Baddha Konasana. You can have your feet flat to the floor. You can have your legs out straight. It's just a little baby back bend. For everyone's different, right? So, you know, when I'm here, my head, it just ends up pretty perfectly on the edge of the blanket. I don't want your head below your spine. So if you need either a block or another blanket to create the same height, let me know and I'll bring it to you. We'll stay here about 3 minutes. You can change up the foot as well. So we're going to do three different passive.
Start with just one blanket.
Yeah, start with just one blanket, yeah. And you want to try to feel if you're falling to one side of the trunk more than the other, get really even. So I'm not telling you to do this, but you could always take opposite elbows. If you do that, start with them at the front, start with them at the top, and then engage the core and drop the ribs down to separate. So when you pull them over, don't let the ribs flare up as you bring the arms overhead if you like that. Just breathe nice and easy. You can come out of this if you're not enjoying it. You can lengthen the breath. Take longer inhales, longer exhales. You can change the feet. About one more minute. Lengthen the neck a little if you can. Few more breaths. And release. Roll to the right. The next one is sort of deceptively strong. So you're going to have it across your upper back, with the shoulders just slightly above the blanket. So your arms are out to the side so that the arms aren't on the blanket, like the blanket is just below the top of the arm. And for some, the head, the neck might, and the arms are out to the side, straight out to the side. If you need a little something for your head, like for me, it gets a little congested at the occiput that I don't love, and like, a half inch under my head would be helpful. After this, we'll move on to I really like these kind of things, and if you like them, these are just really nice things to do passively at home. I think this is actually stronger than it might appear or seem, in a nice way. Of a few breaths. Bend the knees into the chest, roll to the right. Come on up to sit. Last one, Supta Baddha Konasana. So you're going to take a second blanket. You can have this one back. You're going to tri-fold it again. I just like that because it's flat, not round. But this time, you're going to stack the two blankets, but there's about 2 inches, the bottom blanket, the top blanket goes about 2 inches back. So it's going to be, it's a gradual back bend. You lay backwards gradually onto that second. So it goes, this one, we're back to going along the spine. Then everyone's going to grab their belts. The belt comes around the back and then in front of the feet. So behind your back and in front of the feet. So, and then you can get really into design neuroses because you want the belt clip facing you so the strap is easy to pull when you lay down. So you're going to bring the belt around behind your back, and then you bring your feet together for Baddha Konasana and bring it in front of the feet. And the thing about it is you're going to pull your feet back and tighten it to start, but when you go backwards, it's going to get pulled tighter. So you don't have to pull it incredibly tight to start, and you could always tighten it more. Once you're there, once you get your belt on where you want it, you're going to lay backwards. And different schools of thought on this. I don't put blocks under my outer hips. Some people will only teach this with a block under the outer hip. I let my hips open, and I will get you blocks if you'd like them. Once you lay down, again, you don't want the head below the heart. Some of you guys are going to be in the right place, but you can also curl the top blanket under a little bit. Lengthen the neck a little. Does that feel good? Three minutes. Passive hip opener, passive heart opener. What more do you want in life? So, you know, if you want to work more, you can have your hands literally on the base of the rib cage, which is what I do a lot. You can have the palms facing up just off to your sides, but you could also do what we were doing earlier if you want to work more by taking opposite elbows and drawing them up overhead. What I like about that, though, is it is about the opposition of the rib cage and the arm. So if you bring the arms over, don't let the ribs fly open. Do this one more minute or so, and then you'll have the option of doing a full back, but you know, a deeper back bend if you want, before we finish. Slowly start to unravel from the pose. One thing is, if you put your if your belt was pointing up towards you the way I had said, if you just put your thumb between the two straps, you can just push forward and it will loosen the belt. If not, you can always just kind of roll to the right, slip one foot out. And then you're going to come to lay flat on your back, and you can either lay flat on your back or do bridge or do wheel. And then we'll finish up. Yogi's choice if you wanted to do a deeper back bend after the passive back bending. Everything to the midline. If you come up to wheel, knees in, elbows in, inner hands, inner feet. Slowly lower down. Drop the knees to the right. Thing is, for me, wheel pose should be really good for your sacroiliac joint if you don't overuse your glutes and hamstrings. Back up and over to the left. Back up, left knee into the chest, right leg out straight, one twist to finish. Twist, left knee across the right side of the body. Back up, switch legs, right leg, left, twist. Back up, happy baby pose to finish. Take the knees into the chest, pull the outside, take hold of the outer foot if it's comfortable, press the inner foot up, outer foot down, try to lengthen the spine. And when you're ready, take Shavasana.